Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Understanding your readers' needs and wants can lead to higher book sales. Hello, and welcome to the Business of Self-Publishing podcast, episode number 86. Thank you for joining me for the Business of Self-Publishing podcast. I'm Joseph C. Kunz. This podcast is an insider's guide where I share with you my self-publishing experiences and hopefully give you the tools and insight to become a financially successful and happy self-publisher. Understanding your readers' needs and wants can lead to higher book sales. There is great value in understanding your reader. Your needs and wants, as an author, can be surprisingly and distinctly different than those of your reader. What we nonfiction authors need and want within our own life, and what our readers need and want within their own life, can sometimes be a far cry from each other. But once you realize this difference, you can then focus your attention on understanding who your reading audience really is and what their needs and wants are about and what it is that's motivating your readers. So, here is a short discussion to help you start to define and understand what your reading audience needs and wants in their own life, which is what has led them to you and your nonfiction book. First, we are going to discuss the needs of your readers. This is also called functional needs. Your readers, which are your book buyers, have a functional need that they are trying to satisfy when they are looking for a book that can help them improve a quality of life issue. This need might include such things as finding out how to start a business, for example, or how to solve a business problem, such as how to find more clients. The list of specific quality of life issues that we all need help and guidance with is endless. You, the author, have an expertise in a few of these issues. It's your job to help your readers with one particular quality of life issue that they are seeking help with. By talking to your own customers and clients, your prospects, your students, your patients, your coworkers, your employees, and even your friends and family, and doing an in-depth search on Amazon, you will begin to hear and see what the most common quality of life issues people are searching answers for. Some issues will be simple and easy to discuss, and others will be much more complicated and difficult to deal with. But your job as an author is to provide practical and easy to understand and implement solutions for the reader. Now, second, we discuss the wants of your readers, also called emotional needs. Your readers, who are also your book buyers, also have an emotional need or desire that they are trying to satisfy. This want might include such things as the feelings of joy that develop after successfully completing a project, or starting a new business, or helping a new client succeed, or helping a student pass an exam, for example. The list of emotional needs that people desire is also endless. You, the author, by helping your readers achieve, or satisfy, or find answers to the functional need that led them to buy your book in the first place, will also be helping them achieve the wants or emotional needs they are trying to satisfy. The readers might have first sought you out, visited your blog, and purchased your book based on their functional need, their drive to experience or satisfy their emotional needs is what led them to you for help in finding answers to their functional needs in the first place. Okay, now to sum it all up, bringing it all together for success. It must be a win-win relationship between you and your readers. When you write your nonfiction book, you must keep in mind that needs and wants go hand in hand. They're inseparable. When a reader is searching for help, advice, guidance, and answers for a problem in their own life, they're not thinking about their problem as a needs and wants situation. They're thinking about getting answers to their problems. And you, as an author, expert, book marketer, and person looking to help others, already understand this about your reading audience. Your understanding of what motivates your readers is what will help make your book one that can truly help people improve their own lives, just as you have already done with your own life. This understanding you have of your reading audience's perception of their own needs and wants will put you in a much better position to create a book that can truly help them discover the answers to what they are searching for. Your book will then help you in getting a more devoted and trusted following, and thereby help you sell more books. You end up getting what you need and want, and so does your reader. It's a win-win relationship for you and the reader. Thank you very much for listening. Visit my blog, kunzonpublishing.com, where you can read the full text of this podcast and read lots of great info about self-publishing. And please, keep your email questions and comments coming. Thank you and good luck.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.